into the iris. Hello everyone, welcome to The Freezing Nomad. This episode is a special bonus episode because today I'm going to talk about the time Blizzard Entertainment themselves came over to Medieval Times and we changed the show completely just for them, specialized and everything. So I'm not going to go into too many details about that on this episode, just for obvious reasons, but I'm going to discuss the things that are out there in the wild, on the internet. Like, if you type in Blizzard and Medieval Times, it's there. So sit back, relax, and enjoy my fanboyism. There were three different instances when Blizzard came down to Medieval Times. One in 2014, 2016, and most recently, 2017. I'm going to talk about the 2017 because that was the one I was most involved in, and I think it was the most fun for me. And there is a Twitter thread by Ondang on there, which I just believe embodies the excitement that everybody was feeling that day. So let's talk about that one. Well, about that year. So 2017. 2016 was still kind of shaky for me with Medieval Times. You know, I really wanted to be involved with the Blizzard show. And I was in a very small way. I got to check people in. Yay. No, really, that was super exciting for me. I got to meet people and talk with some, well, chat with some Blizzard employees. I didn't get to, like, to sit down and have a full-on conversation with them because, you know, they want to get into the show. But it's a different feeling when Blizzard comes to your establishment. You know, it's not just regular people. It's a bunch of nerds, you know. It's like your people. I don't really feel like I fit in a lot of places. But when I saw all these people wearing, like, Overwatch shirts and Heroes of the Storm and Warcraft tattoos and backpacks and hats and just having, like, big smiles on their face and just still talking about their games, I felt like I belonged. And I know that entire day I had a huge smile on my face, so I can see why they put me out there checking people. You know, they thought that'd be cool for me. But in 2017, I had a little bit more involvement, which involved me going to the campus and just promoting the show in a way. But, I don't even know where to begin because this was so exciting for me. And going back to that point in time just really brings me back to a happier place and just makes me feel really cool, you know, really good. But when We had to go down to their campus, and that was so exciting for me. We're in the big branded car, the big Suburban. You know, we're driving the freeway to Irvine, and I'm feeling like on cloud nine. I'm like, this is it. Yeah, this is so exciting. Woo! And I had been on the campus before, in major part, and thank you to Benny. That name may not mean a lot to you, but it means a lot to me and maybe some Blizzard employees. He's their events coordinator for their employees. Great guy. He previously had given me a tour on the campus and he showed me all the statues. He even brought me in his office. He gave me two mugs, Hearthstone mugs, when I think it was one of their expansions that came out, and he gave me this amazing drawing that Wei Wang did, and I have it, and I'll probably take a picture of it and post it later just to make all y'all jealous. But yeah, he's a great guy. So, he also gave me a tour when the museum was Overwatch. Can't really talk about that, but yeah. But so I had to go back to the campus, and we were giving all the employees mock tickets. So they had these mock tickets to give to us when they came to the castle, because We had to make sure that it was all Blizzard employees and their friends and family. You know, their plus ones or their plus twos. I don't remember their limit. But we had to make sure it was just them, of course, because it was a complete buyout, all three shows. Really big deal. So that day, I had posted a picture of the gate where it says Blizzard. And I posted, and I was like, today's going to be a good day. And that, for me, that blew up. It was like 60 likes. People were like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. And I'm like, yeah, you should be. Yeah, boy. But it was super cool because we set up some canopies and we met with Benny and his team and our team. And when the employees came out, because it was during their break, they all came up, they were in line, they were getting their tickets. All they had to do was give us their name, and we had little tablets and cross it off. Did I see any familiar faces? Heck yeah, I did. Heck freaking yeah. Lance Kimberlin, the guy who does coffee notes, he came out because he saw my post. He's like, hey, man. And I was like, Lance, oh my God, warm dude. Let me tell you this about this guy. This guy, he's like a Torn IRL. Like, he, everything that you would imagine a gentle giant would be, that's him. if you don't know who Lance Kimberlin is, Lance Blizz Gamer on Twitter, he's an amazing person who posts inspirational quotes every single day on Twitter. And he finds these quotes and he does little drawings and he sticks it on the community coffee pot at Blizzard. And it gives it that little special flair. One, because it's at Blizzard. Two, it's because it's hand-picked quotes. And three, it's genuine. So I really enjoy this guy. So he comes out and he's like, dude, what? And I'm like, oh, man. And we take a picture together. We shake hands. And he's like, hey, you're going to be my coffee notes today. I was like, what? Yeah, so there's a picture of me and him floating around when he put me as his coffee notes. So thanks, Lance. So yeah, there was that. And there was, I saw Whammo, and I believe, I saw Arcane Ratzel. I saw so many different people, and it was so cool because we're all like geeking out, and I'm in armor, and they're at Blizzard, they're employees, and it was just like, oh my gosh. We had a trumpeter, so he was like doing some trumpet blasts, and I remember somebody tweeted at me, and they're like, oh, I heard the trumpet blast on my way to D&D, and I'm like, that's so cool, I don't get to play D&D at my job. So it was just a really fun day for me because I'm like on cloud nine. I'm amongst my peers, you know. I'm standing in my dream, and there's people that are around me who make me feel like I belong. So, oh my God, I was just having such a blast. And I mean, so many different things also happened that day that I can't recall. But we also, when we left, we had to go back like another day. And to get some props, you know, what Blizzard wanted to do, they wanted to set up some of their props from Man-at-Arms at our location. If you're not familiar with Man-at-Arms, they did like these really cool Blizzard series where they made Ashbringer, Doomhammer, and the Warglaive. It was just one Warglaive, Warglaive of Azanoth. I mean, it as best as you can get it. And oh man, I gotta take a moment. Because I'm reliving this moment. So we go back to the campus. We go upstairs to Benny's office. And we're just chit-chatting, you know. And I'm seeing all these offices. And not to invade anybody's privacy. But holy crap. I want their offices. Like, if I ever have an office job, I want it to look like that. You can just sit there and imagine what a Blizzard employee's office looks like. Just take a moment. Yeah, it looks just like that. So, there it is. All the stuff that he wants us to bring. Just Ashbringer, Warglaive, Doomhammer. And he's just like picking it up. And Michael, my one of the sales managers, he was with me. He's kind of a geek too, but he's not too much of a Blizzard fan. He likes Overwatch, but that's about it. He doesn't know anything about Warcraft lore. And Benny just hands him... what's it? Oh my gosh, I'm going to kick myself in the teeth for not remembering. The axe, what is it? Oh my gosh, I know it. The one that Grimash Hellscream had. Oh my gosh, why can't I remember? Hang on, I'm going to remember this in a few seconds through the power of Google. Hellscream axe, what is it? What is it? Gorehell, there we go. I knew it was something Howl. Yeah, so he hands him Gorehell, and he's just like, even the smile on his face, like, he's not a Blizzard fan, but he was just like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And I look over at Benny, he's like, yeah. But he has Ashbringer in his hand. I'm like, whoa. And he's like, yeah. And then he hands me Ash freaking Bringer. I'm like, oh my God. And this mofo was like 85 pounds. It was heavy, dude. But it was... I was enamored. Like, I'm like, this is legendary Ashbringer you just handed me, guys.
He's like, I don't know.
Oh, but I mean, of course, I'm not going to sit there and swing it around, but I felt empowered. I was like, I am a paladin of the light. To me, champion. That's how I felt. And we had our other coworkers there, and they were holding the other props. But, you know, but back to business. Carrying that stuff downstairs, which was, like, really hard because that crap is heavy. But, yeah, so we get it back to the castle. We lock it up, and the next day we just start prepping. We put all the weapons in our armory on display. I think we had a special CD that they let us have so we can play some of their music in our Hall of Arms. I don't remember. But at the time, we had a great sound guy who made like a little mixtape of I think D.Va had just gotten released, I think, at the time. And that whole login screen, he ripped that and then he put that down and created a light show. So it was like the pre-show, and everybody was like, oh, yeah. He also, on our big billboard, if you search on that Ondang Twitter thread, he changed the billboard. So it said Medieval Times, and it had Our Times, but then it would get hacked, and then it would be Sombra's icon. So that was like a little teeny bit of an Easter egg. And it was throughout the castle. We have like different monitors, and it would switch and become hacked by Sombra. So that was like everybody's like little tease. Like nobody knew. Some people thought it would be the same exact show as last year. So you could see like people were just there to have a good time with their friends. But they saw Medivh walking around and they're like, oh, I remember you from last year. And the guy who was playing Medivh, I don't think he really understood Medivh's character, but he had his mannerisms, which was pretty cool. Like, you know, he just looked tall and mysterious and just scowling at people, just like, I believe, you know. And then we had Jaina walking around. She had played Tracer previously in the previous show, so she got to walk around as Jaina, and she didn't really know Jaina's character too well other than Hearthstone, so she was just walking around making Hearthstone quotes. But it was great because people were still enjoying it, so that's all that matters. But that was our little Easter egg, because Jaina was queen, I want to say, the first show, and then Medivh was chancellor for the second show. So it's kind of like our way of like, well, we don't normally have our show cast walk around, so let's give you a little bit of an idea what might happen. So showtime. So here's what happens. Everybody's sitting down. Light show happens, everybody's having a good time. You just see their hands bobbing up and down, and I'm like super stoked. I gotta pull back. When I was checking people in, I saw what's his face? What is his name? Michael Chu. I saw Michael Chu, and I was like, we gotta get you to sit in the green section. And I thought he would, you know, be like, why? But he just kind of looked at me and went, huh? Okay. Like, oh man, this is because Genji was Green Knight that day. Like, it was just like a little bit of an inside joke. But I got to check in, what's her name, Lena Baczynski. She does animation for Heroes of the Storm, and I asked her, and I was like, hey, you just worked on Stukov, didn't you? And she's like, yeah, how did you know that? I'm like, well, I'm a fan of you on Twitter. She's like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I was like, okay, do you care where you sit? She's like, well, I want to sit in the winning section. I was like, do you want to sit in a section that might or might not have a character from Heroes of the Storm? She's like, yes, I want to sit there. So I escorted her and her group to Tower, and I was like, can you please put this group in blue? And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And she's like, okay, thanks, you know. And you know, I just wave away and just like smiling in my head. I'm like, hey, I'm just rubbing my hands. I'm like, oh man, they're going to enjoy this. But yeah, I had a great time checking people in. One guy recognized me from Reddit, because when I was on campus, Michael took a great picture of me in front of the orc statue. Just me like, yeah. And I posted that on Reddit, and I put it on the WoW Reddit, and I said, I got to visit the Blizzard campus today. And it was cool because people, you know how Redditors are, they're kind of buttholes, but they were nice. They're like, oh, that's cool. And then one employee came up to me. He's like, hey, you're that guy on Reddit, huh? And I was like, Reddit? He's like, yeah, you were in front of the work statue. I'm like, hey, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get his name. But if you're out there, it was cool seeing you, man. But yeah, I had a great time checking in people and just talking. There was this guy with a sick Tyrael tattoo on his back calf. I'm like, dude, that's a sick tattoo. And he's like, dude, thanks. And oh, man. Anyways, back to the show. So everybody's like bobbing up their hands and having a good time. And then who rides out? The McCree rides out. That was the big kind of like big, oh my gosh, because our MC was McCree, who was William Hainsworth. So William Hainsworth is our show cast manager at Medieval Times, and he's a fantastic voice actor. If you don't know this, and I love saying this every chance I get because it's so hilarious to me, he voices Rheus Mage Spear in Warcraft, little Nightborn thing, and he also voices the paladin companion Maximilian of Northshire. You know, the Don Quixote guy? Oh man, he embodies him so perfectly. If you don't have a paladin, I recommend you, well, it's almost BFA time anyway, so don't do that. But if you have a paladin, go get Maximilian of Northshire. You won't regret it. But yeah, so he rides out and people start going wild because, you know, he's got the McCree look, he's got the hat, he's got the armor, you know, and he's got the southern drawl, and people are like, oh my god, McCree, I love you. And he's just like, you know, looking around having a good time. And then then this whole sequence happens, and then Sombra comes out because McCree is just like, well, you know, what's going on? So the whole story is that Sombra hacked the Nexus, and I think in order for them not to escape, but I don't remember, but like they're creating a team, and Sombra hacked whatever and created the Medieval Times map, and she started putting in characters into the game that aren't supposed to be in the game or something of that nature. But it was a great time. Like, it was a great story. So Sombra comes out and people go nuts. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't think I've ever heard people cheer so loud. Like, they're just having such a great time. Phones come out, jaws drop. They're like, oh my god. Because the girl who was playing Sombra looks exactly like her, like when she was in costume, like everything about her, like her mannerisms, the facial structure, everything. It also helps that she's a pretty great actress, and not an aspiring one. Like, she's actually an actress; she's got credentials. So, and then Johanna comes out, another one of our queens, who was also in the Johanna was in the previous show, so that was kind of like Blizzard's Easter egg. Like, hey, you know, like we got two really strong female characters up on here, you know, to make a great show. So it was great. People were having a great time, and two ladies up there were just fantastic. They looked like they were exactly ripped from the game. So with our show, they have the MC call out all the knights. So he starts calling them out all one by one. So we had, so what gets called first is blue, yellow, red, yellow, black, white, green, then red. So the first knight to be called out was Blue Knight. So he comes riding out. McCree goes up to the Blue Knight and starts, you know, giving like a small excerpt like he does for all our knights. I can't quote it. I don't remember it. It's a long one, and it was specially tailored. Whatever. But I'm sure you can find it out there somewhere. But he goes up, and Stukov comes out. And I wish I could have seen Lena's face when he came out, because I'm sure she just like went like, oh my god, you know, just freaked out. But yeah, he comes out, crowd goes wild. Then I think they did it a little bit differently. They didn't call Yellow Knight because there was like a special interaction that was gonna happen, but then he calls out Red Yellow, and it's, I'm trying to think, Red Yellow was Karazim. Crowd goes wild. I mean, the guy who was playing Karazim, he already has a big beard and he's bald. Think if you've seen Vikings, the show, just think of a bald Viking with a beard. That's exactly what it looks like. So he had the I don't know what they're called, the monk balls around his neck, and he had the outfit and everything. He had the cuffs. So he looked like, you know, Karazim. You know, the gods of Etar. He looked like that dude. Black White comes out. It's Leoric. The guy who was playing him, very tall, had the crown. They gave him the wig. He had the face, everything. And he surprised me when he played Leoric both years. He played last, previous year, and then in 2017. I didn't know that he was familiar with Lorik. So when he fights, he was dragging the mace around and shaking his head like Lorik. I'm like, oh my god, yes. So I was so happy to see that. He calls out Green Knight as Genji. Wasn't the same Genji as the previous year. He looked a little thickums. But, you know, it was still cool. Calls out Red Knight, and it's, Saurfang. And this was before, you know, BFA, before anything was talked about, you know, at BlizzCon. At least I think. Yeah, Legion was still in. So Saurfang comes out, and crowd goes wild. Oh, yeah, that was another thing. I saw Lance at the check-in, and he's wearing a polo, and it's got the little Horde symbol. I was like, we got to put you in Red Knight. We got to do it right now. And then Saurfang comes out, and I see Lance. I got lucky with this one. He's sitting in row 3, and Saurfang comes out, and his arms go up. Lance's arms just, like, dude, he like, clenched his fist. You could see his muscles bulging. He's like, yeah, for the Horde. I'm like, yes, brother. Like, oh, my God, it was so cool to see that. And then Yellow Knight gets called out, and it's Blackthorn. Okay, I know I'm a Blizzard fan, but I'm not that old school. So I wasn't too familiar with Blackthorn, but I knew of the game, and I knew, like, of the whole he kills a lot of orcs thing. But when he got called out, I'm 100% sure that when the excerpt was being said from the Yellow Knight section, you could hear Blackthorn! Like, just everyone's like, huh? I'm 100% sure that was Devlore. Like, 205% sure. But yeah, and he comes out. So he goes to his section, and there's like a small, quick, like, dispute, like a scripted dispute between Saurfang and Blackthorn, because Blackthorn kills orcs, and they're just like, just staring each other down. And McCree's like, well, hold on, fellas. And it was just like a cute little excerpt. So the next part, Uther comes out. Okay. Let me tell you about this guy who's playing Uther. He is Uther. That's it. They pulled out Uther from all the games, from, well, specifically Heroes of the Storm, the Goofy Uther. They pulled Goofy Uther out and threw him into our arena. That's it. Rand is a great guy, and he's got the voice. He's like, champion! And he's so goofy. He plays with it so well. It's so casual. I wish if there is another movie, I hope that he gets casted as Uther. He cracks me up, you know? And then, let's see, our quote-unquote villain was Tyriel, because the fight that Sombra is having isn't sanctioned and it's unjust. And also, she hacked his wings. That was Blizzard's smart way of, you know, kind of getting around Tyriel's wings, like those big blue tendril-looking things. Obviously, we couldn't have that in the show. So that was Blizzard's way, like, oh, Sombra hacked his wing, so that's why he's mad, and he also wants to get justice for that as well. So, yeah, it was clever. Super, super clever. And it's great, you know, like, he goes off on a tangent, McCree's, like, up on the dais, you know, he's having, like, none of this, so he does Deadeye, he shoots down Tyriel, and they play the sound of the death. So great. But, yeah, it's McCree ults Tyriel. And then another Easter egg that we had... In the previous year, Arthas played the villain, and who was played by the guy who played Varian the first year, because Arthas is also his favorite villain. So he cosplayed Arthas, and it was like 100% legit. Like, he had the LEDs in all the right places, he had the cape that looked all tattered. I don't think he had the helm. He had Arthas unhelmeted with, like, the wig and the contacts and the paint to make him look all pale. So yeah, he was the villain the previous year before this show I'm talking about, and he lost, and he was the butt of all the jokes because he was the villain. And in this year, they got a last minute idea of that guy dressing up as Arthas again and pooping and scooping up the poop, because we have to have a designated pooper scooper, because the horses are living things, and, you know, they do have bodily functions. So we always have a knight or somebody to come in and scoop up the poop, and that was Arthas this year. But yeah, it was incredible, because everybody was just having a great time. I'm sitting like on top of the bleachers, you know, making sure everything's going smooth, and I'm looking around, and just the smile on everybody's faces, you know, the phones are coming out, everybody's like tweeting and talking to each other and just eating and just talking and smiling, and it's just the pure electric energy of everybody having a good time. With so, it was like a tsunami, like a tidal wave of happiness and euphoria, because that's how it should be. That's how it should be working for Blizzard and being a Blizzard fan. Like, it should just be fun, because video games are fun, and to see your creations being appreciated and your creations being like outside of the video game world is just, I can't imagine the feeling. I just can't. I only got a taste of it by seeing reactions. So it was an incredible time, you know, and it was so much fun for me too, because I am a fan, and seeing the people who create these games that I enjoy every single day, seeing them have a great time at my job was euphoric for me. Like, I can't even explain it. But yeah, that was just such a fun day. It was such a fun show. Like, I want to do it all the time. I wish we could have a Blizzard show every single day. Now, this isn't me saying like we're going to have one every single year. Like, I'm not. This isn't me as a representative of Medieval Times or of Blizzard. Don't take it as that. This, if you're looking for answers and you're like, oh, he's leaking stuff. No. I'm just talking about my experiences. But yeah, it was absolutely incredible. So at the end, you know, I noticed the drink name, so I'm gonna read these out to you. So we had the Sour Fang, who was a Midori Sour. We had a Stimpak, which was a Jack and Coke. A High Noon, which is Jim Beam, Sprite, and Grenadine. And a Lightning Breath, which was Fireball and Cranberry Juice. And the descriptions for them were hilarious. Blood and Thunder, and Hint of Melon. Jacked Up, and Good to Go. It's High Noon somewhere in the world. And Warning, must endure 800 damage over 4 seconds. Like, it's just so much fun. Oh yeah, another little detail. All the crowns said Medieval Times Blizzard and had all the icons of their games. Like, and, oh, super cool. Let's see, so yeah, I mean, there's not much else I can talk about that isn't already out there in the world. But at the end, when I was, you know, checking people in for the last show or whatever, and seeing people exit for, what do you call it? Yeah, seeing people exit for the show, and then checking in people for the next show, I was at the podium, and I mentioned this in another episode of my podcast, but none other than Christy Golden. She's walking out, and she sees me, and you know, she's got this big smile on her face, and she walks up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, I want to thank you guys so much for what you've done. I had an amazing time, and it was so much fun, and I'm like in awe. Okay, Christy Golden had just gotten hired at Blizzard, and I love her books. I used to read them during sustained silent reading in high school. They kept me going. Lord of the Clans, one of my favorite books of all time. And Now Before the Storm, just fantastic book. But, you know, this was before the storm. And after she said that, I was like nodding my head, and I was like, Christy Golden, of course you're here. You just got hired at Blizzard. And she like kind of got taken aback a little bit, you know, still smiling. You know, I'm not dumb. I can read a room. And she's like, how did you know that? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything or sound creepy. Like, I'm just a fan. She's like, no. That's extremely flattering. Like, she didn't take offense to that. And I was like, oh my, thank God. But she was super sweet. Comes down and, you know, to say that to me so I can relay that message to everyone else. And then later that day, I found out that she got a picture with Jaina. Like, there's nothing more poetic than that. So it was just an incredible time. If you can take the time and check out this thread, and you know, just type into Google Blizzard Medieval Times, you'll see just a small taste of just the pure joy and happiness that occurred that day. And man, if it were up to me, I would make sure this happens at every BlizzCon. Again, not a representative of Medieval Times. I'm just saying my personal thing. But yeah, this would happen at every BlizzCon and every year. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask me and I'll let you know if I can answer them or not. But I had to get that out there because it's been on my mind, and it was around June last year is when they did this, and June just passed, so of course it was still big on my head right now. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this episode, this very special episode of The Freezing Nomad. You can find me at Twitter at Perfect Nomad. You can find me on Instagram at Perfect_Nomad. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed talking about it. Thanks, guys, and have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.